Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Hello. It was a bit seedy, wasn't it? If I'm pretty honest, that sounded a bit weird. That I'll do that again.
Well, it's Prince Charles.
Yeah, are you saying Prince Charles is seedy, Matt?
No.
To be fair, it did sound a little bit like the start of your Prince Charles impression. So
thank you. Well, no, that's don't pick on me. I mean, that's don't join your sides together against me. That's just not very nice.
It's Charles and his biscuits.
Yeah.
Matt, why would you?
What?
you're setting him up, aren't you?
That's your original.
You grow them in Cornwall. They grow them in sort of the warm, moist parts of Camilla.
Look at his face. I've never seen your face be so good at that. If only you could witness this.
Have we started? Yes. Good. Right. It's hello. 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 It's the XFM Breakfast Show podcast. As ever, the least worst bits of all of last week's programmes are scooped up and then dumped on the internet for you to find. Sort of fly tipped is how we like to think of it, really, isn't it? Someone's phone's making noise.
Not mine.
Right. Put together by our
not mine.
Our plucky intern. Okay. Who are we looking at? Let's all stare at Sam the intern.
I've not got one. Mine's not in my pocket.
It was Matt because it got louder as.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Matt. Plus, you did just receive a message.
Yeah.
What? This is fascinating, this thing, isn't it? Anyway, this is I think what you're getting is a glimpse behind the scenes of how action-packed and dynamic our lives are when we're, you know, off mic with insight.
Yeah, we have some fun, don't we?
It's Sam's last podcast, I think, that he's putting together now, isn't it? Is that right?
Yeah. I'm crying inside.
What did you take away from this? What have you learned? What's learned you?
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay, that's a real waste of time.
Yeah. He just had a couple of weeks with no pay.
But it's not very good. You know, you're supposed to be handing the baton over to Charles. Hello, Charles.
Hello.
Who is our new intern, and yet you've just made it sound like the biggest waste of time anyone could ever.
No, it's not. It's fun.
What's on the podcast, Sam?
We've got interviews with Gary Oldman and Hugh Dennis.
Excellent. Gary Oldman and Hugh Dennis. Yeah. There's the dream team for many. Good. Gary Oldman, Hugh Dennis. What else?
You got Dave's lame ghost stories.
Oh, no.
My house is haunted.
It's not haunted. You've just got an active cat. What else? Let's just sit here and wait till he gets
McCartney go party.
Yeah, that's the.
See, Charles is already on it. It's day one. There he is. So, anyway. I would say enjoy the podcast, but that's unlikely. But anyway, tolerate the podcast. Here it comes.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is XFM Breakfast. I'm John Holmes and welcome aboard once again. I will be coming through the show today, checking tickets. If you cannot produce a valid ticket or permit to listen on inspection, then you may have to pay a penalty fare. Your ticket must be valid for the entire listening journey. If you wish to travel to a song or feature beyond the validity of your ticket, then we need you to buy a listening extension. You can also upgrade your listening to a first-class listening service, which mainly involves switching over to Radio 4's Today programme. This is basically the radio equivalent of where someone's weed on the floor in the toilets at the end of the carriage. And you have to move seats because it smells. Spotted, Matt, this morning. RPATS. Is that a thing? RPATS. Spotted RPATS on CCTV. Drinking diesel direct from the pumps on the forecourt of a service station just outside Winchester. Storing in his cheeks like a hamster and then selling it cheap to passing cars. That's in heat. And spotted, who's that weird man who just used to hang round staring? That's Dave as well. Just, didn't he? Police, they couldn't do anything because he hadn't actually committed a crime at that point, but then there were two children involved. And he was weird, and he didn't do anything for ages, and he'd just stare in the windows of a house, disturbing the occupants, and then he killed a man. But the police hadn't done anything in the first place, and then the man was... He killed some... Terrible business. There's two... Who was that? Who was that then?
Stares a lot, you say.
Stared in windows, yeah.
Was it Peeping Tom?
No, it's a similar... In a way, I suppose, but he did kill a man in
right,
the end.
Yeah.
Was it the artist Fenex Solar? He had a track called Stop and Stare, didn't he?
It's a good guess, Dave. Thanks.
Yeah, no. I'll tell you what.
He killed anyone, though, did he?
No, that's where glad you legally clarified that one at the end. No, it was actually the ghost of Peter Quint in the 1898 Henry James novel Turn of the Screw.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Spotted.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Well, yesterday, an icon of sorts came to tour XFM. Not just XFM, we share a building here, as we've mentioned many times before, with other radio stations. We share a building in Leicester Square with Capital Radio, with Heart, with Smooth, with Classic FM, Capital Extra, LBC. And here's us, XFM, in a cupboard in the corner. And earlier, if you were listening, you'd have heard us talking about the visit of royalty yesterday. Dave's just told us. Now, I didn't know anything about this.
No one else seems to have known about it.
Well,
that's
it's
a weird thing.
In many ways, it's not surprising, because we're XFM and no one gives a toss.
Well, and they wouldn't have announced it before he came because of a security risk.
Exactly.
He may have just shown.
So it's entirely plausible that if what Dave says is correct, is that Prince Charles visited our place of work yesterday and had a tour of the building from one of our very high management people, and spent a lot of time in Classic FM. Dave said he saw Prince Charles... We have screens in reception downstairs, which alternate the webcam shot between every radio station for about 30 seconds. And yesterday, Dave says Prince Charles was visible in the Classic FM studio with loads of people around him. 15 people, you said, lackeys around him, going, welcome, Your Highness. And he was obviously just going, he wouldn't like to dust you. I brought biscuits. But he didn't come into XFM, so and I didn't see him.
It's not on the intranet or anything. There's no real mention of this Prince Charles tour.
But maybe there wouldn't be, as Dave Ronnie points out. This is true.
I'm sure I saw an email yesterday saying, make sure the building's looking tidy.
Yeah.
Make sure your desks are all clean.
Prince Charles
is popping by for a visit.
And then you saw him on screen.
And then I thought I saw him on a screen. There was a lot of hustle and bustle going on in the Classic FM studio. Prince Charles was in yesterday. But unfortunately, I've just deleted a lot of emails, which I have to do most days. Because my inbox was getting full, so I've got no proof at this stage.
Well, I know, because Matt and I think not. You say he was.
He was here!
We would have known about it!
He's going to see the footprint in Somerset today.
Exactly.
He's got more important things to do.
Prince Charles was in the news, is visiting the flood victims of Somerset. He's not going to come on here because someone spilt a coffee.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. Which happens all the time. We get emails about that a lot as well.
£5 fine.
£5 fine per person who spills coffee.
Stained tile.
There's only one way to solve this, and it's to call reception, because everyone comes to reception, right? They know.
Ah, yes, that's a good idea.
You know, because you and I, we could argue till we blew in the face.
Security.
Let's do it. Okay, get the phone. Let's do it. I need to put this to the desk as well. I don't know.
It was Amy.
I don't know who it was. It was one of the girl ones. Let's have a see if she answers.
Hello, global reception.
Oh, hello, hi reception. It's John here up at XFM. Who's that?
It's
Okay. It's a good line to reception, isn't it? So what? Just a quick question for you. You're on air, by the way, so don't swear. Like you normally do.
she's got a potty mouth.
Well, yes, dirty. Yeah. Dirty potty mouth. A dirty receptionist, we call you. What?
Really?
John does.
All right. Yeah. Just a very quick question for you. Was Prince Charles in this building yesterday?
No.
Thank you very much. That's all he was, and then he just heard his name from the man of reception. Thank you, reception. Thank you. Put the phone down. See?
No. Like, as if.
Hang on. Is she still? You still on the line, reception?
Hello?
Yeah. Was there any royalty at all that came in?
No, why would there be royalty here?
No, that is a very good question, reception. Thank you. Why would there be? Dave's convinced he saw Prince Charles. Was there anyone with big ears in yesterday?
Not at all. I didn't see anyone like that.
There's your answer. Thank you very much. Have a lovely morning. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
There's been some terrible mix-up. I don't know who I saw. I cleared my desk for him. I spent ages cleaning my desk because I thought Prince Charles was popping by.
Because he's going to come and visit your desk, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Is this good? Do you have the desk of someone called Dave? I've heard so much about it. Come and have a look at this tidy desk. Look at that.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Good morning, then. This is XFM, XFM Breakfast. I'm John Holmes, and very honoured to be joined this morning by the star of a single edition of Dramarama in 1984. And for me, I think, will always be the definitive Don Ross in one episode of Knots Landing in 1989. Ooh. Gary Oldman, welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
Walk down memory lane.
Oh, yes. Of course. Yeah, no, because Dramarama, I mean, that was... Wow.
Please remind me.
Well, you were... Dramarama was a children's TV series. It was huge back when I was growing up, certainly. And it was... And it was like one-off drama, so it was... they don't make telly like that anymore for kids, Gary, that's the problem. You know, it was quality back then. Dramarama, yeah. I love that you've got no memory of that.
Absolutely. I'll go, Dramarama, kind of remember that, yeah.
You're thinking of Panorama.
Thinking of Panorama.
I'm going to take you even further back than that, though, right? And again, I need you to correct me if this research is utterly inaccurate. Mm. Is it true that one of your early jobs was beheading pigs, Gary? Is that true?
No, I'll tell you how that came about.
Go on, then.
I was on the sort of publicity circuit many, many, many years ago. And I was bored in an interview. With the sort of same question.
Yeah.
And so I said to someone, I used to work in an abattoir.
I love that that's made its way as sort of industry fact, though.
Often I don't deny it. But folks...
I'm appreciating that, honestly.
It isn't true.
Yeah. Is it true that you were in a Guns N' Roses video? Back in 1993.
Yes, it is.
I thought that was true,
Yes.
And you played the devil, I think, or something.
I played the devil.
Yeah. How did that come? Because I know, obviously, you've got a musical background. I mean, you are musically talented. But what was the Guns... Were you a Guns N' Roses fan? How did that...
I wouldn't say talented. I don't know. They had seen a movie I did called State of Grace.
Yeah.
And they were fans. So they just called me and said... But I come in and be in their video.
And you duetted with Bowie as well?
I did.
Yeah.
Yes. I've known... Yeah, David. David's a friend of mine. I've known him 30 years.
But you call him David, I call him Bowie.
Dave.
Dave and Gary out on the town.
We were recently, actually, in New York.
Oh, what happened?
We just had lunch.
What did you have?
Sushi.
Nice.
Two South London boys.
Dave have sushi as well, did he? Sushi restaurant, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Good, a little insight into that. I love that. Imagine that, just being in a sushi restaurant, and you turn around and you go, that's Gary Oldman and David Bowie.
He called up and said, Gary, do you like sushi?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM Sports.
Jose Mourinho may not be able to take full responsibility for their win at Man City last night. He says he didn't take the pre-match team talk ahead of their 1-0 victory, which leaves them 2 points behind Premier League leaders Arsenal. Mourinho says the masseur, Billy McCulloch, was the man getting his players fired up before the game, and not with his magical hands.
I didn't speak. It was Billy, the masseur, that spoke to the team.
What was
I'm
his
serious.
Final message?
I'm serious.
What did he tell him then?
Bill? He was screaming so much in his Scottish, I didn't understand really.
What?
That's the secret. That's if you want to get to the top in football, just shout in Scottish. Scream in Scottish.
In that Scottish that they have.
The Scotch language. Yeah, here's the travel now.
Can you scream the travel in Scotch, please?
Nah, not for the entire travel, though. I might scream later.
Let's do the weather in Scotch.
Okay, yeah, potentially, yeah.
We should perhaps get that Master of Accents, Dave, to do the weather.
That's true. He's American. So good.
Yeah. XFM weather. And now here's the weather in Scottish with Dave.
I need to
sort of good start.
Hawkeye the new.
You're doing that thing where you get into the accent by saying a Scottish phrase.
Yeah.
That's okay. Good.
Hawkeye the new. Stunt. Hawkeye the new. Sunshine and showers. Highs of 8. Degrees Celsius.
Ooh, that's all. That we had all over the British.
It really was, yeah.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So, as you'll be aware, if you watch or listen to other media breakfast outlets, I don't know why you would, but you may have come across them. Ones other than XFM. Obviously, you've found the correct place now. But you may be aware that they often review the newspapers, don't they? They look through the newspapers and they get celebrities to do it, don't they? quite a lot of the time. But they always do the same papers. They do the, you know, the obvious one. They do the Guardian, don't they? They do the Telegraph, they do the Mail, the Express, they do the tabloids. But not here. We like to bring you the largely irrelevant paper review. We review the papers that the other outlets don't go near. They all do the same ones. Not us. We bring you the other ones, the alternatives, in the largely irrelevant paper review. For instance, Matt has been reviewing this morning.
Railway strategies.
Good. Timely as well, given...
Yes, yeah. Keeping up to date with all the latest developments in the rail industry, this monthly publication. Mm. A big feature this month on InfraRail 2014, of course. The UK's biggest...
The biggest rail event, isn't it? Yeah. Yep.
Taking place at Earl's Court the 20th to the 22nd of May this year. A record number of 140 companies will be presenting to exhibit what they have to offer. There'll also be drinks and networking in the bar afterwards, no doubt.
Yes,
they
sure
tend to be quite raucous occasions.
And there's a little joke, they all call it Network Rail.
Yes, they do.
Do you want to go, should we go Network Rail? That's a little in-joke for the train industry.
A couple of mates of mine work in the rail industry. Went to InfraRail 2013, and boy, oh boy,
what a gig.
Also, a lovely piece, an iconic service, it's entitled. The issue looks back at the Roaring Twenties, the golden age of travel
for many,
as many of us see it. After all, who could forget the likes of the British Pullman,
of course,
the Royal Scotsman, or the Eastern and Oriental Express. Railway strategies.
What a magazine
it is. If you're sat waiting for a bus today, just get a copy of Railway Strategies. The journey will fly by.
I've been looking at European Oil and Gas magazine. The main reason I've looked is because it offers a way to look into the new frontiers in the oil and gas industry.
Right, yeah.
Features this month, Passing the Inspection. Now, as we all know, the corrosion-resistant alloy CRA clad pipe is becoming increasingly important in preventing pipeline corrosion, isn't it?
You're not wrong.
But the OMS Weld Checker system has been developed now to make the challenging welding process a great deal easier.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a feature on the old OMS Weld Checker.
Ruddy welding process.
Weld Checker. As we say, those of us in the know, and reading the waves after the extensive 30-year history of the Fergo CEOS European oil unit, there's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to speak to the consultancy director, Mark Calverley, if you'd like to read an interview with Mark Calverley.
Oh, Calvo, yeah.
Well, Calvo's good, isn't he? Because he reveals, you know, how Fergo CEOS have identified gaps within oceanographic training and is now running an accredited course for its new employees, which is groundbreaking in that side of the industry.
Getting a lot of coverage there.
And the Arab Shipbuilding and Repair Yard Company gets some coverage as well, because it's now been accredited to the Arabian Gulf's most experienced ship and rig repair.
Oh, finally.
It's a bit of a shock to the industry, actually, because it's, you know, their spectrum has only really diversified over the last 20 years in its 35-year history, which is unusual.
I was about to say,
in the industry of European oil and gas. So a lot to... Lot to get through there in European oil and gas. Highly recommended. Dave, what have you got?
A lot to take in there. Well, I've gone for Coach and Bus Weekly today.
Again, very timely.
Yeah. It's very timely. I'm led to believe this has been flying off the shelves today and in preparation of the strikes yesterday as well. It's the only paid-for weekly trade magazine for the road passenger transport industry in the UK. It's the only one. There's also a tie-in supplement called Minibus
Weekly. That's why I get it.
Which is also very popular. People often don't find that until, you know, getting towards the end, and then it's a real treat.
Yeah.
Regular features include, you know, business news, international news as well, drivers' pages, it's the, you know, it's the people's touch, which is nice, and interviews, which I'll get to momentarily, but other features include the Guild Awards 5,000th certificates, news that the Guild of British Coach Operators has announced the 5,000th certificate, and it goes for professional competence.
Who's got it?
Well, it's the Professional Competence Award. It's gone to...
Yes.
A Luckett's Travel Group driver.
Well, come on, of course it has. Luckett's, yes, well,
the best. We knew they're in the running. It's surprising. They've not given the name of the driver. I don't know whether he wanted to be kept anonymous for such a prestigious award.
Yeah.
I'd imagine so. But let's go straight.
No publicity box, because it can go, there can be a frenzy. Yeah. You don't want, like, the tabloids on your doorstep.
Yeah, when you win the lottery, people always write to you, please give us money, begging us, don't they? Yeah, please drive our buses, please drive me somewhere. And he doesn't want that.
He doesn't want that, is he?
But I mean, the big news is the interview.
this week. Page 18, his only interview of 2014, apparently.
Oh, goodness.
Administrator and secretary of the Guild of British Coats Operators, Richard Delahoy.
Oh, my God. Delahoy!
He's done it!
Got him!
Delahoy, you can't get through. You can't get Delahoy for love nor money.
Say it! He doesn't do it.
He's like a hermit, isn't he? He just doesn't come out.
Delahoy's in!
Wow.
On page 18 talking about the Guild's new membership scheme.
Oh, my God! The Guild's... Oh, my God! What a scoop!
I'm off to the newsagent. See you in a bit.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. Music News.
Music News with Matt Dyson.
Yes.
Matt Dyson's got the music news.
Yes, I have, John. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Axl Rose, have you seen this? He's written an open letter to his fans. Everyone loves an open letter. All the rage.
Did he write it on a tablet?
He wrote it on a tablet and put it in the cloud. And everyone saw the open letter in a pop-up shop, didn't they?
Took a selfie of the open letter.
Yeah, and so he's been talking about the Red Hot Chili Peppers Super Bowl halftime show, another big talking point of the week.
What did he say?
After the controversy about the miming,
yes.
The Guns N' Roses frontman has suggested that Google were involved in the whole incident, saying, and I quote, "In the name of science and for all mankind, Flea courageously had a newly invented breakthrough in microchip technology installed in his bottom that picked up the frequencies of his bass guitar."
What is Axl Rose talking about?
This is Axl Rose saying this in an open letter. Everyone can see it because it's open. He then suggested that it's for a new invention which is similar to Google Glass called...
Google Ass?
Google Ass, yeah.
What?
And that's what...
Has he done this as some sort of...
That's what Axl Rose had to say about it. I don't know what sparked it off.
Axl Rose just had a weird dream.
He just thought, I must blog about this.
Yeah, too much cheese, went to bed,
yeah.
Had that dream about Flea's bionic bottom, bass ass, and then wrote it down. That's all that's happened there.
It's weird, isn't it? Yeah, very strange.
Yeah.
There's more...
It's what I'd come to expect, though, of a man who these days looks like an unholy cross between a Stars in Their Eyes Mick Hucknall and Predator.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's what you get.
That's what you get when you look like that. There's more music news on the website, xfm.co.uk.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
So here we are. This is XFM then. Gary Oldman's still with us, of course. Robocop is out today. But that seems like a fitting reason to me, as if one were needed, Gary, to play a game of band or robot with you. Your robot knowledge...
is my band knowledge. You know, I've heard of the Beatles.
That's not going to help you, if I'm brutally honest. But we're playing against Matt Dyson. I'm going to call out the name of a band or the name of a robot. I go between the two of you. You simply have to tell me whether it's a band or a robot. It's that easy.
Okay.
Dave will keep score. Here we go. Alphabetical order, of course. Gary versus Matt. Matt first. So, Matt, is this a band or is it a robot? Torg.
Torg is screaming a Borg. It's a robot.
It is a robot. It's from the film Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. That's a good start. Gary Oldman, Tin Sprocket. Is that a band or a robot?
That's a band.
It is a band. They're from Seattle. Good work. Junkman.
Junkman. Band.
No, it's a robot from Lost in Space. The Bit Man. The Bit Man.
I'm going to say that's a band as well.
You'd be right to do so. You've got a very serious look on your face. I'm taking this very seriously. Clockwork Elvis.
I think it's both, potentially, that. But I'll say band.
You'd be right, it is a band, Clockwork Elvis. Ice Soldiers. The Ice Soldiers, Gary.
God, it could be a band, couldn't it? The Ice Soldiers. But I've never... I'm going to have to say it's a robot.
You'd be right. They were an early Doctor Who race of robots.
Soldiers.
The Ice Soldiers. There you go.
I'm doing okay.
You're doing very well. TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok.
TikTok.
It's a clock-based band.
No, it's the robot from the Wizard of Oz series of novels. Return to Oz. TikTok was the robot. Autozam. Autozam.
Band.
Is a band from New Zealand. Straight in there. Ash.
Band.
Half a point, because also the robot in Alien.
Both, yeah.
The Mangaloids. The Mangaloids.
Robot.
Are a band. The Mangaloids are a band.
Oh, hang on. The Mangaloid in Fifth Element. No, they're not robots. There is a Mangaloid.
There is a Mangaloid, but it's not a robot.
Not a robot.
Well, there you go.
Okay, it's true, that one.
But for your Fifth Element knowledge, which you should have, you know, because you're in it,
can I have half a point?
Of course you can. I think that's unfair.
Bristol, half a point.
The Personoids.
The Personoids, it would be a rubbish name for a robot, so it's a band.
It's not. They are a robot, but they don't have bodies. No. They live inside computers.
I would have said it was a hemorrhoid cream.
The Personoids.
If only we played band or hemorrhoid cream. Write that down, Dave. This is a good feature for a good new game. Where am I going? Who is next? I think it's me. It's you. Bender. I'm not calling you that. I'm just asking you if that's a band or a robot.
Bender.
Yeah.
It's got to be a band.
It's the robot from Futurama.
Futurama, yeah.
The cartoon. Metal Merkin.
Metal Merkin. I thought you were going to go Mickey, and then he went Merkin. It's a band.
They are a band. And finally, Gary Oldman, Robo Sapien. Is that a band or is it a robot?
I'm going to say it's a band.
Is the right answer. Dave has been keeping score. Dave, what's the score?
Matt. 4.5, Gary 6.5.
Gary Oldman is the winner, the victor.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Let's do our business on XFM.
Win with Pow Wow Now.
Every morning this week we have been giving you £1,000 in cheque form. It says in cash here, but that's just to jazz it up a bit. It's actually just a cheque. And what you had to do was send in your business ideas, your curious business ideas. And we've simply picked the ones we think, you know, viable in a crowded marketplace. Now, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Alan. Hello, Alan.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
Morning. How are you, Alan?
Hi, Alan.
I'm fantastic.
Good. Well, we'll be the judge. Right, let's move very swiftly on to your business idea, then. Why don't you just talk us through it? Imagine we're the dragons. This is very much our den. And we need you to talk us through your idea. Here we go, with Alan's idea. Go.
Okay, I would like 120 grand.
forget that.
It's called Paul McGough Cartneys.
Paul McGough Cartneys! I love it already! How does it work, Alan?
Well, what it is it's basically go-karts with the head of the Beatles, the Beatles wife, Linda McCartney, Yoko. And the other two, whoever they were.
Well, you could have Patty Boyd, couldn't you? Because Eric Clapton stole off Ringo Starr, didn't you? Didn't you remember that?
Yeah.
So you got that, yeah. I like it. Yeah, carry on.
Yep. So basically, you can bring your mates round to the go-karts and race each other and try and obviously knock each other off the road. If it's an office party or something like that, there's always one person in the office you don't really like that too much.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Matt.
Yeah, morning, Alan. I liked this idea.
I like newsreaders. No. So the one person you don't really like, you book them in as Heather Mills and you get a Robin Reliant.
This is worth more than a grand.
Well, the 120th, so yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see what we can do. That's the Paul McGough Cartneys there.
Paul McGough Cart.
Beatle themed go kart racing, Matt.
Wow.
Any questions from the dragons? Any questions?
I've never heard anything like it in my life.
Taking it back there.
Yeah, I am. Do you have experience in this area?
I'm such a big lump. I went go-kart and the go-kart won't move hardly. If you're light, you get to win, don't you?
Do you know what? That's a worthy winner. The final idea this week goes to Alan for Paul McGough Cartneys. Go-karts with the faces of the Beatles and their spouses, and the three-wheeled one with Heather Mills' face on it.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
So this is XFM Breakfast then. Just gone 10 to 9. Good morning. Time then to bring you, as promised, this morning's welcome break service stations in alphabetical order around the country. Abingdon, of course, then Birchanger Green, Burtonwood, Charnock, Chorley, Derby South, eastbound, Derby South, westbound.
Fleet, Godano, Gretna Green, Hartshead Manor, Hopwood Park, Keel, Leicester Forest East, London Gateway, Membury, Michaelwood, Newport Pagnell, Oxford, Sarah Park, Sedgemoor, South Mimms, and of course Telford, Warwick Road North, Warwick Road South, and finally Wooddale. That's your Welcome Break service stations this morning. And of course, if there are any changes in them, we'll let you know, with the exception of Membury. No one really cares about Membury.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Now, Dave came into the office this morning, producer Dave, and he said, "Weird things happening." What do you mean? And he just said, "I think there's a ghost in my house. I think there's a ghost." We all looked at him and just went, and carried on working. We did what we're doing, and he went, "No, seriously, there's a ghost in." And then he wouldn't tell us the story because he said, "I'm going to save it for on air."
You always know it's good when I say
always
that.
Yeah. So we said, "All right." So Dave wants to tell a little ghost story.
This is going to blow your mind.
It's not Dave, because there are no
blow your minds.
Dave, before you start this, right? And I know you said, "No, there's definitely a ghost in my flat," or whatever. There is no such thing as ghosts at all, right? That's it. That's the end of the argument.
You just wait.
I went to Dave's flat recently, actually, and I sort of sensed a sort of presence. Really? Or maybe it was like an IKEA showroom.
It is.
Were you around there with Dave's mum?
No. I don't live with my mum.
No, I wasn't with Val.
Did you put the willies up?
No.
In a ghostly sense?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
I've never met her.
Just checking.
This has lost all gravitas now. I was really going to build up to this.
Come on. There's no such thing as ghosts. But Dave, by all means, tell your little story and we'll take a scientific...
Stop belittling my ghost story.
Let's take a scientific view of it. Here we go. Come on, Dave. Tell us your ghost story. Come on.
Yesterday evening, I left the house at 7:34 p.m.
It's quite specific, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It was around then. I didn't check the watch, but it was around then.
You just said,
why would I check my watch? I didn't know anything was going to happen. It was just an ordinary Wednesday evening.
Okay, go on then.
Me and my girlfriend left the flat. We returned to the flat.
It's not that scary yet, if I'm honest.
No, wait. Right. We returned to the flat at 9:37 p.m, roughly, I'd imagine.
The time's important to the story.
No, they're absolutely not.
This is nonsense.
I don't know why I'm being so specific on the time. Give me my reverb back! Put the reverb! Never mess with a man's reverb, John.
Lesson number one. Go on then, go on, tell the story, come on.
The cat bed that is usually situated in the hallway.
Yeah, by the door, yeah.
By the door, Matt knows he came round.
Yeah. See your mum.
Was now leaning against a rocking chair in the lounge, 15 metres away. Now, the cats that I have are not big or strong enough to move cat beds from one position to another.
What about if they work together in tandem?
They don't like each other. They'd never work together.
All right.
15 metres away.
Yeah, but think about it.
The cat bed is... Well, that's it. That's the story.
What? Is that it?
Yeah! What do you mean, is that it? Well, okay, explain it.
The cats have moved the cat bed.
Yaya and Colo cannot move a cat bed from the hallway to the lounge.
Really? Working in tandem, Dave. Yeah. Two cats working in tandem would be surprisingly... A cat bed's just a cloth bed, isn't it?
I've missed a part of the story out as well.
Give the reverb.
9:39 p.m.
Oh. It's like the Big Brother house.
two minutes after arriving in the house.
Yes.
Hannah then, after both of us noticing that the cat bed had moved from the hallway, through the hall, past the kitchen, past the dining room table, and was leaning against the rocking chair, Hannah then said, as she had arrived home before I was there earlier in the evening, 6:22 p.m, had said that both cats were peering around, looking through the hall and out into the back patio door windows, if they could see something, as if they knew something was in the garden.
Well, like a bird or something.
Well, no, but there was a presence. You could feel the presence in
the fact there's a rocking chair involved. They're quite scary, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's adding to it. It's adding to the mystery.
Worst ghost story I've ever heard.
All right, there's the reverb. I mean, that's it. That is the full story.
That's it.
The cats working in tandem
I've got photographic proof. I'm going to put it online.
All you've got is a photograph of a cat bed leaning against something. That's not evidence.
That's all it needs.
It's not ghost evidence.
Have you been burglarized? I think you've been burgled, to be honest.
No, because nothing was burgled. It just moved.
Two cats working in tandem. Right, are strong enough to drag a cloth cat bed through a room and lean it against two guys. And
you know, pick it up off the floor and lean it against
They can just drag it, can't they?
No, they can't.
Why?
They're little kittens.
They're two of them working together, Dave, for a greater good. You said they would never work in tandem, but you think about it. The people come together. Think about World War One, Dave.
Yeah.
When the English, you know,
it's exactly the same.
The trenches, Dave. Think when the English and the Germans, they were fighting, weren't they? They'd never meet, would they? But then on Christmas Day, they came together, didn't they, to play football? And it was beautiful. They'd been in a cat bed, drag it across no man's land. It was a beautiful time. Cats working together.
The cats. Yeah.
That's what happened.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Good morning. This is XFM Breakfast. It's obvious. It says that probably on the front of your radio if you're modern. I'm John Holmes, and I'm joined this morning by an actor, probably I think best known for his searing portrayal of Immigration Officer Number 2 in the poorly received 2004 comedy film Fat Slags. But for me, will always be the definitive various roles in the 2002 TV sketch show TV to Go on BBC One.
Yeah,
welcome,
that's right.
Welcome, Hugh Dennis.
With Mackenzie Crook.
That's right.
Yeah, Fat Slags. The year before, they'd released a film called Sex Lives of the Potato Man.
With Mackenzie Crook.
With Mackenzie Crook in it.
Johnny Vegas.
Yeah. And this was described, I can't remember which critic described it as the worst film ever made. Then they made Fat Slags, and the review of Fat Slags said, makes Sex Lives of the Potato Men look like Citizen Kane. So in a way, you know, that's an achievement.
That's
in.
It's
not only was it a bad film.
It was worse than that one.
Yeah, it was worse than that.
Did you ever see it?
I didn't ever watch the whole thing. No, God, no. I watched, obviously, I watched my own little bit.
Yeah.
You know, hiding behind the sofa.
How are you, anyway?
You know, I'm very well. Got a bit of a cough.
Had
a bit of a cough for a while, but you'd know that because we worked together last week and I had a cough.
That's right. We should, full disclosure, we do work together on Radio 4's hit comedy programme, The Now Show, which is often said at the beginning like this.
The Now Show!
Thank you.
But louder.
But much louder. And, this is a question I was going to ask you, right? Because it seems a bit weird interviewing you because we just sort of talk all the time. But it's slightly weird. But here's a question. On your passport, what does it say? Because obviously, I said actor in the beginning there, but obviously comedian also writer. So
I don't think it has to say anything on your passport.
I think the law, does not the law
no,
say
No, I
that?
Don't okay. think so. I think it just has my name, which isn't the one you're thinking of.
No, because they're not really
different. No, because I'm really Pete.
Yeah. Which is confusing, because that's what you're calling outnumbered as well.
Yeah, it is confusing, and that's because in the first series of Outnumbered, they said, look, your character hasn't got a name, so what would you like to be called? And as I hadn't done any sort of, you know, anything like that before, I said, well, why don't you just call me Pete? Because at least then I'll turn round if people are talking to me. But the reason my name is Hugh is also a bit of a story, in that when Steve Punt and I started as a double act, I was Pete. It was Pete Dennis and Steve Punt.
Yeah.
But when I applied to Equity, they said, we discovered there was another Peter Dennis who'd been in the Avengers and all that. I got his royalty checks once for the Avengers. 26 pence he got for one.
Wow.
Episodes. So he wrote to Equity and said, look, can our Peter Dennis be called Peter Dennis? Because the other Peter Dennis is much older, there's no chance of confusion. And they wrote back and said, well, yeah, normally that would be fine, but your problem is the other Peter Dennis is the chairman of the Equity name change committee.
So don't
do that.
And so the as you brought it up, sort of the Punt and Dennis partnership. Yeah. Well, you're currently on tour, so and obviously Radio 4's The Now Show is where you perform together. But you go back. I mean, people will remember you probably first from the Mary Whitehouse Experience. I think probably that's where you sort of broke through. But you were doing stuff Way before that.
Well, we did. The first thing we did together was Jasper Carrot.
Yeah.
Which we did for 5 years, I think.
And you still had a day job while you were doing that?
I had a day job. I was in charge of deodorants for the UK. Is that not obvious? Is it not an obvious
given
thing?
That this is a very small room, no.
No. I ran Lynx deodorant body spray for men. Whilst working for a huge multinational Monday to Friday, and then I did telly on Saturdays.
Were you surrounded by a bevy of women, in the, as the adverts would suggest?
No, I really, really wasn't. But I have subsequently... It was a very successful brand. It is a very successful brand.
Yeah.
And now I've got teenage children, I understand why it was a successful brand, because I sort of assumed that people put on Lynx... Even when I was in charge of it, I assumed that people just give a tiny little spray and reach for the wrong... Yeah. But they don't. They don't. My son just sprays constantly for about 10 minutes.
I've got a cat like that.
Yeah.
Other smells are available, probably.
Yeah, they are. All yeah, sorry, all, yes.
No, it's fine. It's commercial radio. Say Lynx as much as you like. We'll get sent free stuff.
Great. Yeah, that's good. And also, I have a pension at Unilever, so buy Lynx.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Yes.
XFM.
The Winter Olympics in Russia. We want your musical Winter Olympics this morning, please. Stratford Joe, straight in. Sled Zeppelin.
Oh, lovely.
Another one, Otis Sledding, from the same person.
Excellent.
Tony's in Croydon. I missed a curl and I didn't like it.
Oh, that's Dobbo. Good. Dobbo's weighed in with... Procol Slalom.
Oh, that's good. A damn ski, says Alan. He's on the M25. Slalom of faith, says Stuart in Orchard.
Slalom of faith.
Bronze ski beat.
Good.
Just Alina.
Bronze ski medal.
Oh,
beat. I
wow,
would even add
better.
To that.
ZZ Toboggan. Jack. Wow. Sort of works.
System of a downhill skiing.
Just
come in from somebody. The black skis, says LJ in Bermondsey. Oh, these are all good.
Crisscross country skiing from Jim. Brilliant, yeah.
Matt
ski jump, yeah. Nice.
Good, yeah, good, yeah. Yeah, curling for soup and Skatey Perry, says Booga. we might be giant slalom.
What?
Luge Reed, says Cam in Nottingham. Bobsleigh Bicycle Club, says Neil. Ooh, you could have.
That's really good. That's very really nice. Strong.
Stratford Joe again. MC Lilyhammer. Oh.
Amazing.
And several coming in on the Russia's attitude to homosexuality tip here as well.
Good.
This is from Cockney Devil. Come on, Feel the Boys by Slade. Slade, very good.
Very nice.
Yeah. And Charles there. Good morning, Charles. Very simply, Marvin Gaye. They wouldn't like him.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Someone's about to get money and a laptop and a PowerWow Now Plus account for an entire year to launch this or something. He's on the telephone now. It's Luke. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you, Luke?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good, I'm fine, thank you for asking. And what do you do when you're not in your shed inventing ideas?
Design oil rigs.
Well, that's an interesting... So you've brought some of your engineering skill to this idea, Andy. I like that.
I think.
So what's your idea, Luke? Talk us through your winning idea.
Well, it's a photo booth that you walk into, and a hologram of yourself
of me
appears.
Right?
Of you?
Yes. Yep.
Of John Holmes.
Right. Of John Holmes. No half measures. And
it's that little joke.
It's good. Nice one, Luke.
And so yeah. And so
what, yeah, come on, what happens? What happens?
Okay, so it's a normal photo booth, and you walk in and you press a button,
yeah.
A hologram of you pops up, and you look down, smile, and you get three photos of a photo with you, and you can walk away for the rest of the day feeling tall.
This is heightest again.
It is heightest.
It's heightest. And well, not forgetting the there's a VIP package as well.
Yeah.
You can get it, so you can get a signed cardboard cutout of yourself.
Right.
And you even get to share a glass of condensed milk and some shortbread. With the wee man. That's
so what you've invented here, right, is just an elaborate way of insulting my disability. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean it's a business idea. you just gotta, I think you should install it in the XFM reception, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
right, and so people who are feeling a bit short can come in, have their photograph taken with me, and go away feeling taller. That's the gist of your.
Yeah. Just for your average short person to feel a tiny bit taller.
I think,
for the
bloody hell, Luke.
I'm very interested.
It's a little bit awkward, but you know.
What have you called it? What have you called this?
My original idea was like Hobbit Holmes photo picture and have like a background of the Shire on
That's
the back, but I just. Really struggled.
Right. Well, yeah. I'm glad you struggled, Frank. Why has he won this? Why?
It's a brilliant idea.
I'm really on board. I'm thinking about making an offer. I've got a lot of contacts with supermarkets as well that could really help.
Yeah, supermarkets everywhere.
Yeah, I am still here, people. Hello.
What's your net profit forecasts for the next year?
I don't know. This could be big.
Ironically, yeah.
Right, listen, frankly, I'm not happy. I'm not happy with this at all.
You're not happy. It's a small risk, though.
Now, Luke. So what's happened here? Shut up, Luke! What's happened here is that Luke has won £1,000 of laptop just for mocking my height. An invention for... Go back to your oil rigs, Luke! Luke, well done. £1,000 of a laptop for you.
Can I just ask one more thing? Can I have a song request, if that's okay?
Go on, here we go.
Can I I wish I was a little bit taller.
Oh, just get on!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. How to enable cookies.
Okay, today we're doing Google Chrome, guys, to get a sort out persistence. Step one, to enable, click the Chrome menu. Two, select preferences. Three, click under the hood. Four, click content settings. And then five, click allow local data to be set.
Thanks, Matt.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. XFM.
And it's time now for the showbiz. Gossip, of course, it is here in the 6 to 7 hour when no one's really listening anyway. We just get it out of the way. We just take the headlines, the news headlines that they lead with over on Capital and Heart, and we bring it to you on XFM. You don't care about it. We don't care about it. We don't even understand who these people are particularly, but we like to bring it to you anyway. We'd like to arm you with social ammunition just in case anyone that you hate in your office is talking about late eating, you know, feel free to join in. That's what the showbiz tossip is. It's we separate the news wheat from the news chaff. Think of it as the news, like if you left a slice of bread out just on the side in the kitchen, it's on the worktop for a bit, and that's the news, isn't it? It's healthy, it's possibly whole grain, and it's good for you, it's nourishing, it's part of your diet, it's... contains, you know, maybe one of your five a day. Indeed, one of your five a day is bread. I don't know. I haven't looked. But then you leave it there for slightly too long, and it gets mouldy, doesn't it? It gets green mould on it, which some would say, you know, if you're weak and feeble, then the green mould, of course, can be turned into... It's a form of penicillin, isn't it? So it can help you. And if you're weak and feeble and you listen to Heart or Capital, then you do enjoy it. You do find it nourishing. But here at XFM, where we're hardy and healthy anyway, along with you, you don't need it. So you would separate the mould, which is the showbiz, from the bread, which is the proper news. So like an Alexander Fleming figure, Matt comes in now and brings us the mould.
Yeah, well, here it is.
Yeah.
David Beckham and Tom Cruise enjoyed cosy movie nights together.
Well, there's a headline.
When David was living in LA.
Right.
What date nights are they?
Date nights.
I'm not. I'm not insinuating anything about either of them. Let's make that legally clear for a start.
Yeah.
Especially to do with Tom Cruise. Let's make that very clear. I'm not insinuating anything. Mm. But what you are saying. Not me, you.
They, I didn't think that.
They went, David Beckham went round to Tom Cruise's house for a date.
No,
to watch
a cosy movie night.
Well, rom-com.
Cosy, I'm not suggesting they were snuggling up to each other.
in a twosie.
Yeah, in one of those double seats that you get at cinemas.
Little David's brought a bottle of wine, Tom.
Yeah, box of popcorn.
Yeah, I'll get the snacks, David.
Apparently.
I bought a bottle of wine, Tom.
What a strange coming.
What a weird.
Imagine being a fly. What to the hell did they talk about? Lego, we found that yesterday. David Beckham's a massive fan of Lego. What did they talk about? And surely David Beckham is now part of Scientology if he's been that close to Cruise.
Well, you would think, wouldn't you? Maybe. So maybe that's all the... Maybe they were watching Battlefield Earth over and over and over again, the terrible John Travolta Scientology film.
Mm.
Just watching it, this is brilliant. This is that's a rom-com to Scientologists, that is, isn't it?
He said, so they used to live 2 minutes away from each other, and David Beckham would call him up and ask him if he had a new movie that wasn't out yet. He gets a lot of pirates, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. There's a bloke, sort of Asian bloke, isn't it?
Yeah,
down the pub.
Down the pub.
And he brings him around in a bag.
Yeah, just because
you got this one. You got this one, Tom.
You got this one.
Do you want some adult stuff for David coming around?
Watch with David.
Do you want some of that? I've got this from Friends with Benefits. Do you think you both like that one? I don't know whether... That's appropriate.
It's an amazing revelation, that, isn't it?
Wow.
And meanwhile, Cheryl Cole is very active on social media at the moment. And she's...
Cheryl Cole.
Tweeted a photo of her playing the drums.
Is she?
Suggesting that she could be back in the studio recording. Exciting times, eh? I'm sure she's not going to be playing the drums on the album. That would be a bad move.
Well, you do beat the drums, don't you? Quite hard. It would make sort of sense, wouldn't it? Mm. You know, it would make sense to smash the... hell out
get
of
that fr- get that anger out of her system.
But you know how we occasionally like to remind the nation that Cheryl Cole is legally speaking a violent thug, Matt.
Convicted
violent thug because she punched the toilet attendant in the face, and everyone seems to have forgotten.
Everyone's forgotten.
It seems even Cheryl Cole has forgotten.
Even herself.
But good news, because a listener to this very programme, whose name on Twitter is Ollie Bizzle.
It's amazing, this.
Ollie Bizzle,
I mean, hats off to you. You really are a crusader.
It really is. He's holding the truth. He's holding the XFM truth torch
high. Truth and justice.
Right? Listen to this, right? So he this is yesterday. Now, who's Michelle Keegan? Is she a celebrity?
She's a Coronation Street person,
right?
Isn't she?
So Michelle Keegan, right, who clearly follows Cheryl Cole on Twitter and vice versa. Now, obviously, Ollie Bizzle must follow one of them. I don't know how this works. Anyway, so Michelle Keegan tweeted yesterday, and I've got the timeline here. This is Michelle Keegan. If getting up early was a person, she tweeted yesterday, I would have drop kicked him. Right? I would have drop kicked him a long time ago. Hashtag it's the worst. Hashtag actual pain. Never use more than one hashtag. It makes you look like an idiot. Right? Cheryl Cole, the violent thug, then tweeted Michelle Keegan back with the words, I would have given him a swift elbow to the neck, then punched him in the throat.
Oh,
Cheryl Cole's own tweet there.
Graphic talk of violence.
Ollie Bizzle, right on that, at Cheryl Cole, reply, at Cheryl Cole. And also added, the reason I've seen it, is he added in me, personally, at John Holmes 1 and you, at Real Dysonator, right? I would have given him a swift elbow to the neck and pushed him through. Ollie Bizzle comes in at Cheryl Cole. Would you have punched him in the eye like you did with that toilet attendant? To Cheryl Cole!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
So that was the... We need to make that a bigger ending, I think, don't we? Because me just coming off the back doesn't sound very exciting. So what should we whoop or something? It's what Capital Heart would do, isn't it? It's what, you know, Dave Berry, he'd do whooping, wouldn't he? He loves all that.
Yeah.
Let's try Charles. Charles is our new intern. How are you whooping, Charles? What's your radio posse whooping style? Just give us a little indication.
Woo, yeah! And then clear the throat.
That's good,
throat,
actually.
I've not heard the cough come into it.
No, that works, actually. Yeah. I think that's,
a weird posse.
Let's all try it. Let's all...
okay.
Ready? The podcast, everybody!
Ah!
Oh, that's like Wolf of Wall Street now. Oh.
Yeah.
That was a fitting end, Dave.
Yeah, I'll have to do worse. <Yeah. laughs> Not redoing it.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
Exposure with John Kennedy.
So this is Too Many Teas performing live on air on Exposure XFM.
This is Too Many Teas. This track's called 1992.
Hope.
XFM.
Say what? Huh? See what
now? You ever heard a sound like this? Musical philanthropist for words are handy gifts. City Street, a happy man, a slap on a smile and grin. Lap up any chance to laugh anytime we leave.
This obscene.
The tackling tracks are clean. Rapping lyrics slicker than bananas of Vaseline. I make a record that'll shatter your back and spleen. Grapple anybody like a man in a bandit scene.
Why I'm hot now?
I'm boiling the temperature. Never any sentence and I afford a consequence. Reckon I can beckon any rapper to the pen. Did I summon up your mum and in a second she's up jamming on it. Gin and tonic one hand.
I'm rolling in the other.
Where's your mother? Not your brother who's up dancing like a bloody clubber. I spit another bar, trick into the bloody bar. Take up all my boxes, get drunk and pull off a bra.
Fantastic. They passed the test, I think. Too Many Teas live on Exposure XFM with 1992. And if you like the sound of that, there's plenty more where that came from.
Music. Music. It rocks. XFM.